Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. As always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for another day, Father God. Another day to be able to come and pray to you, Father God. To pray and know, Father God, that you not only hear our prayers, but that you're going to move, Father God. That you're going to react to our prayers. Father God, there's someone out there that needs hope. There's someone out there who needs encouragement. There's someone out there who needs inspiration, who needs motivation. There's someone out there who needs to feel unconditional love. There's someone out there that needs strength. There's someone out there that needs healing. There's someone out there who needs clarity. There's someone out there who needs peace. There's someone out there who needs joy. There's someone out there who needs kindness. There's someone out there that needs compassion. Father God, there's someone out there doing the best that they possibly can, Father God. There's someone out there that they feel like the more they try, the more they push, the more they press, the harder things become. There's someone out there that feels like once they feel like they have their stride and they're making progress, and it seems like as soon as they make 10 steps forward and it looks like everything is going great and everything's going well, here comes a trial. Here comes a test. Here comes something to try to knock them off course. Here comes something that knocks them 50 steps backwards. And they're tired of the roller coaster. They're tired of being on a merry-go-round. They're tired of being in the same cycle and never being able to get off the cycle. The cycle of hurt. The cycle of pain. The cycle of rejection. The cycle of lack. The cycle of just keep going through over and over and over again. There's someone out there, Father God, that's feeling the pressures of life, Father God. The pressure of life is choking on, Father God. The pressures of life is weighing them down, Father God. It's weighing them down mentally. It's weighing them down physically. It's weighing them down emotionally. It's weighing them down spiritually, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, there's someone out there, Father God, that truly feel like they're holding on by a thread, Father God. So, Father God, I pray for each and every person who feel like this, Father God, that they will hold on to you. Help them to reach out and hold on to the hem of Jesus' garment. No, we're not like the woman with the issue of blood, that we can physically touch his tassel, physically touch his garment. But Father God, we can physically touch it, Father God, by faith in your word, by faith in believing, by faith in trusting and knowing that you hear our prayers, that no matter how much we go through, no matter how we become so overwhelmed sometimes, and it seems like life is unfair. It seems like it's fair for everyone else. Everyone else is being blessed except for you. It feels like life is just passing us by. But Father God, help us to hold on to the hem of Jesus' garment and help us not to allow it to slip through our fingers. Allow us not to, Father God, let go, but allow us to get a good grip of the hem of his garment by faith, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, Father God, that you will give us the strength that we need, Father God, to keep on keeping on. It's not always easy keep on keeping on when you're going through. It's not always easy keep on keeping on when you don't have money in your pockets, when you don't have money in the bank and the bills are overdue and the bill collectors won't stop calling you. It's not always easy to keep on keeping on when you go to the refrigerator and there's nothing there. When you go to the freezer and there's nothing there. When you open your cabinets, there's nothing there. It's not always easy to keep on keeping on. But Father God, for anyone that's in those situations, I pray, Father God, that they will go to their refrigerator, go to their freezer, go to their cabinets and lay their hands on it by faith and say, Lord Jesus, fill it up, Father God. Fill it up. Allow it to run over, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, fill up the freezer. Fill up the refrigerator. Fill up every cabinet, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, send me into the overflow, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you know every bill, Father God, that is due. Every bill that is passed through, Father God. Lord God, you know those who don't have the money, Father God. And they're not being wasteful with their money. But the money that they're receiving in is already in the deficit. Is not enough to cover all their bills. So, Father God, I know Jesus paid it all, Father God, for our souls. But I believe that he paid it all for everything that we're going through. So I pray by the blood of Jesus that Jesus will come and touch every bill, Father God. That you will touch every bill with Verizon. Touch every bill, Father God, with AT&T. Touch every bill with T-Mobile, Father God. Lord God, touch every bill with Delmarva, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, touch every bill with Con Edison, Father God. Touch every bill, Father God, with the gas companies, Father God. Touch every water bill, Father God. Touch every mortgage bill, Father God. Every rent bill, Father God. Every car insurance bill, whether it's Geico, Progressive, Nationwide, State Farm, Father God. Whether it's Liberty, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch every bill, Father God. In the name of Jesus, touch every car payment, Father God. Don't allow anyone's vehicle to get repossessed, Father God. Don't allow anyone's home to get foreclosed on, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we know Ephesians 3:20 says you will do exceeding abundantly above all that we think or ask according to the power that's at work in us, oh God. And we know your Holy Ghost power is at work in us, Father God. So I pray that you will work through our bills, Father God. Work through our circumstances, Father God. Work through the lack that we have, Father God. Turn our lack into prosperity. Turn our lack into abundance, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Turn our pain into healing, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Turn our struggles, Father God, into breakthroughs, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I just come and ask you, Father God, that you will turn it around, oh God. Turn every situation around, Father God. Step in like a mighty wind, Father God. In the name of Jesus, step in like a tornado, Father God. And turn every situation around for our good, Father God. And give us the faith that we need to hold on, Father God. Give us the faith that we need to draw closer to you, Father God. Help us to stop playing games with our souls, Father God. Help us to truly surrender to you, Father God. Help us to truly yield all to you, Father God. Help us, Father God, to draw closer to thee, O God. Help us to know that we're truly connected with God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Ghost. Allow us to know with full assurance that our names are written down in the book of life, O God. In the name of Jesus, we want to be written in the Lamb's book of life, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. So I just pray that you will speak speak, Father God, to every person, Father God, that will listen to this prayer in its entirety, Father God. I pray that you will touch them, Father God, in a new way, Father God. I pray that you will make them over, Father God. I pray that you give them personal revival, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will draw them closer to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, Father God, you give them hope, peace, love, and everything that they need, Father God. Give us, Father God, everything that we need, Father God, and to live a righteous and holy life, oh God. Help us not to be dipping and dodging. Help us not to have one foot in and one foot out, but help us to be firmly planted, Father God. Help us to be steadfast, committed, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and consistent, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be fully converted, Father God, and transformed, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I just come before you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For there's nobody like you, oh God. Nobody can do it like you, Father God. So I just pray that you will step in, my God. Make a way, my God. Heal and deliver and set free, my God. Do what only you can do, Father God. Lord God, set this place ablaze, Father God. Set our souls ablaze, Father God. That we will be hot for you, my God. That we will not be lukewarm or cold, Father God. But we will be hot for you, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Give us that zeal back, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. I come to you, Father God. For we need you, Lord God. Someone is grieving heavily on today. I pray that you will encourage their hearts, Father God. Encourage their minds, Father God. Give them strength, Father God. In the name of Jesus, during this trying time, oh God. Speak a word of hope into their hearts, Father God. Speak a word of strength into their spirits, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I just pray for each and every person who needs you on today. That you will hold on to them, oh God. That you will take them back and snatch them back from the hands of the enemy. I pray, Father God, that you will snatch them back, Father God, from trying to commit suicide, Father God. I pray that you will snatch them back from anxiety. Snatch them back from depression, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I just pray and ask you, Lord, to look down upon every parent, Father God, who has a child who has been diagnosed with some form of autism, oh God. I pray that you will give that parent the strength that they need, Father God, to be able to deal with their child the way their child need them to deal with them. I pray for every educator, Father God, who has to deal with so many children, Father God. I pray that you will help them to be equipped to be able to deal with every child and give every child what they need without depleting themselves, oh God. So I pray for every educator, my God. I pray for every pastor, every elder, every evangelist, every minister, every deacon, Father God. I pray for every bishop, every archbishop, every priest, my God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone in the body of Christ, my God. I pray for those, Father God, who's not upholding your word, Father God. I pray for those that think they're doing your will, Father God, when they are not, Father God. I pray that you will reveal it to them, my God. Lord, I just want to say thank you, my God. I just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for all that you will do, because we believe by faith that you're turning it, my God. We believe by faith that you're shifting it, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that we for the shift. Help us to be on the right side of the shift, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. When you shifted, Father God, allow us to be shifted with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Don't leave us behind, my God. Allow us to be right there with you, Father God. Allow us to be caught up in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I just thank you, my God. I praise you, my God. I honor you, my God. And I glorify you, my God, for there's no body like you, Father God. I thank you and I praise you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the blessed Holy Ghost. I pray, Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. I pray that this prayer will be a blessing to you and your family. And I pray that you will follow Shawnee's prayer wherever you listen to your favorite podcast at. And I pray that you will follow Shawnee's prayer on YouTube under Inspiration by God Ministry. Please, please download, comment, like, and share. Help a sister out. God bless you.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.